That is quite beautiful. Alash performing live in the studio. Thank you all. That sounded quite nice. And here in the studio with me is Sean Quirk, the interpreter and manager of the band.
Howdy.
Traveling along with them. And now, we mentioned a little bit earlier, they've got a gig tonight at a place called Dance New Amsterdam, which is at 280 Broadway on the second floor, just off of Chambers Street. And it's a 7:15 show, pretty early. But I go there right after work, I think. Doors open at 6:30. And the one thing about it is that it's going to be mostly in Russian.
Well, the talking part of it is going to be mostly in Russian, but for those who, you know, kind of already know what's going on or don't really, you know, care, they'll find that out later. The music is all going to be in Tuvan anyway, so it doesn't matter if you speak Russian or English. It's still going to be, the music is the music, and it kind of is transcending language. So
absolutely.
We're inviting everyone to come down. It's going to be a great opportunity to hear Alash acoustically, actually, which it's always really, really worthwhile to listen to this music without amplification.
Right. And they are actually sort of from like the base of Russia. That's sort of they're in that little area between Russia and Mongolia, I guess, or China.
Yeah, Tuva's it's a part of Russia technically.
Right.
I mean,
right.
You know, it's Tuvan language is totally different and the culture and everything totally different. It's native indigenous Siberian people, but yeah, you know, all the guys in the band have Russian passports, so technically we're Russians.
Now, I'm wondering, am I pronouncing the name right, Alash or Alash?
Either one is fine. You know, Alash sounds closer to the Tuvan, but I say Alash in English.
Okay.
You know, even though I'm fluent in Tuvan, it's like walking around and saying, "Oh yeah, we had a lovely time in Pawi yesterday." You know, Alash, Alash, tomato, tomato.
Okay, you know. And that's actually the name actually comes from the. A river that runs through Tuva?
Yeah, it's a river that's in the west of Tuva, one of the main rivers in the sort of watershed in the west of Tuva that eventually ends up draining down into the Yenisei watershed. But a lot of our music is about mountains, it's about rivers, it's very tied up with nature. There's every album at least has one song about rivers, one song about mountains, one song about a tractor, and at least four or five songs about horses and pretty girls. Alash is a river in the west. The guys liked the name when they picked it back in 99 when the band was starting, because it symbolizes the way they feel about the music, being the current bearers of this tradition that's very ancient and that stretches very far back in the past.
And
They sort of like to think about the flow of that river coming down from the mountains over Great Lakes, sort of like the flow of the tradition coming from their ancestors, you know, through them and on into the future.
Right. But now, am I wrong with the impression that it's mostly a farming community? Is it, you know, is Tuva a little more modern than we're all led to believe?
Yeah, you know, it's rural, sure. I mean, it's about the size of Montana, and, you know, it's pretty sparse population density-wise. But, you know, in the central city, there's 100,000 people that live there. You know, we've got, you know, cars and apartment buildings and buses and cell phones. You know, you can go up outside the city 15 minutes up to a herding camp, and you can hang out there with a guy who's about to go cutting his hay for the fall, but first he's making sure to check his Facebook messages on his cell phone.
And I noticed a couple of the gentlemen had cell phones when they came in, too. So, you know, we're definitely not talking backwards here.
You know, people get that impression because the music is so ancient and because Tuva is so little known. You know, oftentimes when you're talking about introducing it, you're kind of highlighting the sort of, you know, the connection to the past and how well preserved that is and everything there. But it's you know, it's a global world, and Tuva is definitely a part of it.
Yes. I'm speaking here with Sean Quirk. I'm Irene Trudell here with the members of Alash in the studio. And I wanted to mention also, too, that I'd heard a rather disturbing thing. You were the victims of theft.
Yeah, we had all of our instruments and robes and some of our passports stolen.
That's really a tragedy. I mean, I saw Alash the last time they were through and have pictures of their beautiful instruments and, you know, the headstocks of all the fiddles and you know, I don't even know the names of the instruments, but they had beautiful carvings. I remember one had a lovely horse head on it.
Yeah, the horse heads are real common. If you're listening and you want to look at the pictures, you can go to our website at alashensemble.com. There's an instrument section there, and actually there are still pictures of the instruments that were stolen. You know, we've slowly managed it. We've borrowed some. We've had some more made and that kind of stuff. But yeah, there's pictures of those beautiful instruments on there, and they're still on the lam. If anybody sees any horse head fiddles running around, please give us a
call.
Where
did this happen?
It was in the parking lot of a Motel 6 on Avenida Cesar Chavez in Albuquerque, New Mexico, about May 15th of this spring. We were on a southwestern sort of West Coast tour. And it was our first time in Albuquerque, our first night there. We were just crashing for about 6 hours. We had a place to stay the next day, but we had a thing early in the morning, so we'd just driven in from Tucson, went to the motel, crashed there. We're woken up at 6 in the morning by the guy at the desk saying, "Your car's been broken into." And they stole everything but the drum, because they couldn't get the drum out of the window that they had broken.
Oh, so that's terrible.
It was a big karmic curveball, really. It was really a nasty one.
Wow. Well, there's also there's a link on your website, alashensemble.com, to donate to help, help you guys buy all the things that were lost.
Yeah, people really responded well at the time, and we used the guitar in there that we have now was replacing the stolen guitar. We used the donations to buy that, and basically the rest of it went for that zither there that you can see, and as well as some new robes. And some clothes for the guys. I mean, they were left without toothbrushes, you know, at the time. I had brought my toothbrush in to the motel that night, so I still had a toothbrush. But
I can't imagine. That must have been a terrible shock at the time. Well, if folks want to donate, again, alashensemble.com is where you'll find a link. It's right, just go right to the homepage, and there's a link about how the instruments were stolen and how to help. I'm wondering, can we get them to play a couple more tunes?
Yeah, let's have two more songs.
Lovely.
A couple more songs here. We'll see what we're going to play, and then we'll give some information about that afterwards. But yeah, here's a couple more songs. First one's going to be one from our first album, Caracal. It's an old tried and true standby, and then we'll see what we have for the second one. But this first one's called Caracal.
Okay.